I'm here in the PNC studio at Halas Hall with Sam Acho. Sam, this is the first win at Soldier Field since you guys beat the Raiders a year ago. How important was this win today?
Yeah, this win was big. It's big for us to win our home games. That's the thing. We've got the whole state behind us. We've got our fans supporting us, so home games are always big.
Bears D did not allow the Lions to score an offensive touchdown. What does that say about how this unit's improving?
Well, we're just coming together as a unit. You know, a lot of times you think about it, you try to play as an individual, but you can't play football as an individual. It's a team sport. And so we started to see a lot of different guys make plays and come together and play this team game like a team.
Second half, Bears are up 7-3. Lions drove pretty much all the way down the field. John Timo makes an incredible 2-yard tackle for loss. Describe what happened.
That was a great play. So it was a goal line play. They'd got all the way down to the 1-yard line, made a great stop on second down, and it's third and goal. They're running the ball, and we got a play on where Timu's job responsibility was to shoot the gap. And what we say is go until you hear glass, right? And you can't break down. Don't stop your feet. Go until you hear glass. And he heard glass and made a great play.
And you were pretty fired up for him after that one.
Oh, I was pumped. Because, I mean, think about it. The game, that's one of those, game is on the line. We call that the 4-point zone. If they score, that's a touchdown, 7 points. We keep them to a field goal, that's 3 points. 4 points, as you saw in this game, was huge.
And fourth quarter, game was kind of on the line again. I mean, Bears are up 17-6. And Lions drive all the way to the Bears 23, little over 4 minutes left. You were putting pressure on Stafford, and then DeAndre Hall makes a big interception. What happened there?
Yeah, well, D. Hall made an unbelievable play. And once again, he's been doing that ever since he got here, right? Preseason interceptions, PBUs. He's just always stepped up to the plate. And so he made an unbelievable interception. It's funny, I was on the field, and that was a long drive. I think they had a 3rd and 13 that they converted earlier in that drive. So I was pretty tired. So on that play, I saw somebody got the pick, and I was just happy to get off the field. So I just walked to the sideline. I celebrated it with him later.
Lions scored their only touchdown on an 85-yard punt return. Failed to recover the onside kick. That one ended up in your hands.
Yes, it did.
Pretty good feeling there?
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. Just to be able to seal that win. It's been a long time coming, obviously, to get another win at home and also to beat our division opponent, right? Division games are the most important games. And so to be able to recover that ball and seal that win was a great feeling.
Pretty exciting today, obviously, get the win at Soldier Field. You're on the road in Indianapolis next week. How do you carry this momentum into next week?
Well, what we always say as a team, and this is how Coach Fox breaks it down in the locker room after a win, he says, what's better than one in a row? And we all yell two in a row. So our job is to get back in the film room tomorrow. Winning's great, but there's always areas of improvement. So we're going to look at where we could have improved, look at what it's going to take to get another win and to get two in a row.